Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got a giant-sized cast for a giant-sized Nerd Up. I've got Lindsey Wolfgang.
Hi.
Got Dalton Manch.
Yo.
Got Asa Gray.
Yes.
And I've got my my co-owner of Podzilla 1985 and host of every other show on this network, yes, minus the sports show, Shannon Young.
Yes, it's an honor to be back. I want to thank everyone for voting for me, and I appreciate you guys getting me back on the show.
I didn't vote for him. Did you guys vote for him?
I voted for Kronos.
Kodos.
Kronos.
Not Kronos.
Because Gears of War, God of War is better than The Simpsons.
Wait a minute. Oh, that
so
happened.
So glad that spiked.
That happened.
We could just restart the episode, nope, get that whole intro in.
No, it's fine.
We're good.
We're good here.
Jesse, good, it's good here to be back.
All right.
And it's a huge show.
It's going to be a big show. It's going to be a lot
I
of
say,
fun.
It's the big show.
It's the, no, I'm not. Wrong show. So we've got news on X-Men. We've got news on a bunch of movies dropping. We've got news on video game stuff, including the Nintendo Switch. That's what we're going to get to at the end. That'll,
yes,
be the big point of the show. We've got Pokemon news. We've got Red Dead. We've got Call of Duty. This is going to be a huge show. There's so much stuff in the show that I had to skip out on things that I also wanted to talk about. I had to pick and choose. I've never had to do that.
This. I'm glad you invited me, because when I heard about all the things that was happening this week, legit, I was. There's someone at the door there for some reason.
Somebody ordered Jimmy.
Someone ordered Jimmy John's. Well, that's a great interruption. I'm gonna go out there. Never mind. I'm glad you invited me on, because I would be so jealous of this show if I wasn't on.
Yeah, and I mean, like if I'm gonna talk about Nintendo, I can think of no person I would rather have on a show to talk about Nintendo than Shannon Young.
Thank you. And I remember when we did the Nintendo show, one of the first shows we did on Podzilla 1985, a year plus ago, you were on.
Yeah.
It was me and you talking about Smash Brothers and talking about DLC characters and stuff like that. So we've really come full circle here with Nintendo, haven't we?
Sort of.
Well,
we're moving towards it, I guess.
They're
I don't know.
They're hoping to come full circle, move away from the Wii U, and get back to when Nintendo
they
sold
changed
things.
The name. More on that later. We're going to start with something I'm pretty excited about. Most of you out there know that I'm a huge fan of the X-Men. I think Shannon is as well, as other people maybe, kind of.
I am the biggest X-Men fan.
I like X-Men 92 in the movies.
I liked X-Men 92 because I was alive in 92 when X-Men was on, and it was that variation. And I was old enough to remember it. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah,
I mean,
Lindsay definitely.
I watched it, but then they also just replayed it forever.
Yeah,
I mean, I didn't appreciate it when it was on. I didn't get into X-Men until Evolution, and then I went back and rewatched
it. And I was... Whenever I was born, Evolution would have been the one that I was remembered. So
I remember you talking about how much you liked Evolution, but I'm an old school X-Men fan, and I'm glad that X-Men are getting some love, because I was afraid when Jesse told me about the Inhumans and how they were pushing the X-Men away from the Marvel Universe.
They were really trying.
That scared
because,
me.
Yeah, like Fox is showing no sign of giving in to Marvel and, you know, letting them use their characters. Like, at least Sony is now letting Marvel have Spider-Man. It's just, you know, Sony is the name on it, and they get all of the money, well, most of the money from it, but Marvel can use Spider-Man in their stuff, vice versa.
No simpy.
Really happy about that. Fox is nowhere near making any such deal.
I think it's because Fox is actually still making money on their stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they're making good X-Men movies pretty consistently.
Now they are, yeah.
As opposed to Spider-Man.
Oh, hold on. What do you mean now they are?
There's Did only you watch X-Men 3?
There's only been one bad X-Men movie.
One out of...
Wolverine Origins, and I didn't like X-Men 2 much either.
If I'm just talking about the X-Men movies...
Really?
So, that's the best
it was all
one.
Right.
I was going to say, isn't that the best one?
I think 2 is...
That's the one where I had to pee for the last, like, 45 minutes, and I held it because I wasn't going to leave, even though there was a dam breaking in the movie.
That's the one where I took Vina to go see it, and Vina never heard of X-Men, and the entire time she's going, who's that? Who's that? What's his power? What's he doing? Why is she under the water?
Like I said, I don't.
You're about to be under the water if you don't stop asking questions.
I don't think that X-Men 2 is a bad movie. I liked the first one more, and I don't know. And then there was X-Men 3, and X-Men 3 really just kind of tainted that whole trilogy for me.
And you know, X-Men 3, it's not even as bad as people make it out to be. But
it was pretty bad.
In comparison to the new ones, it's god awful.
Oh yeah, First Class was amazing. Mm-hmm. Like Days of Future Past was great.
Apocalypse wasn't bad.
Apocalypse, yeah.
I liked Apocalypse a lot.
Yeah, I liked Apocalypse a lot. No, X-Men 3 looked bad compared to X-Men 1 and 2. Like, X3 is comparatively bad to all the other X-Men movies.
That's
right,
true.
But let's get back on topic of the comic books. Remember, we can't have too many tangents.
We can't.
This
go
episode's going to be too long.
Well, it's going to happen.
Two-parter.
Billy Hill's next show.
I mean, we own the network.
No.
We do own the network, so this is going to be a long episode. So strap in, folks.
You got a mouse in your pocket? No, you're not full swab blue with me.
So yeah, X-Men Resurrection is going to be the new event taking place. There's also currently, you guys may know, Death of X is the current run. It's the big event happening in X-Men. It's kind of a prequel-ish story about why the X-Men and the Inhumans are at odds with one another. And yeah, we're going through that story now. Once that event is done, starting on November 16th, they're going to do X-Men versus Inhumans. So it's going to be a big event there. We have no idea what the outcome is going to be, what the premise of that is going to be, or any other information about it. We just know it's going to happen.
So we don't have like a writer or anything?
We do have a lot. It's Lee Meyer.
Lee Meyer, okay.
Yeah, I want to talk about this thing so much. Well, what do you have on it? Nothing. I know it exists.
Well, that actually, like, that's the thing. I have a lot of information on Resurrection.
Everything else?
I don't have any information on the event that takes place before it, X-Men v. Inhumans.
Are they
going
to keep going with X-Men 92?
Yeah, because it's a separate universe, and like it's really popular.
So it's the Death of X, and we already have three other events coming up after that, so probably not going to stick.
Death of X, also the name of the upcoming documentary about DMX.
They've also had books called Apocalypse.
They've had 12 of those.
Yes.
It's the age of it, I hear.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the new age.
The Return. The age of. Yeah, no, it's there have been a lot of apocalyptic events in the X-Men history, and that's actually usually when they do well, sales-wise.
Mm-hmm. Is when it's the end of the world?
Yeah, whenever the X-Men
like
are
dark
facing...
and gritty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we've got news for you.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be a couple of good things here happening. But either way, Resurrection is going to be the new stuff starting up. So all the books that are currently going, the all-new, all-different X-Men, the Uncanny X-Men, all of the X-Men, all-new X-Men, all of them are going to be gone. We're starting with three new, including the Wolverine books. Old Man Logan, the all-new Wolverine, which is just X-23. We're going to get Iceman, Jean Grey, and Cable are going to be the only three solo X-Men books.
And this is a legitimate question. Did Wolverine stay dead?
Currently, yes.
The Wolverine from the main universe did, yes.
Yeah, he's still
and X is still dead, right?
To be fair, Wolverine is still encased in adamantium.
Yeah.
Dead might not be the right word.
Professor X is dead. Still.
Yes.
Yes.
Jean Grey dead?
No.
No.
Because she's getting a solo book.
Cyclops dead?
Yes. Right now he is.
But not old Cyclops.
Original Cyclops. Old Cyclops is dead now.
Young Cyclops.
And same thing with Jean Grey.
Yeah.
It's the current living Jean Grey is Jean Grey from the past. Same thing with Cyclops. There are two Icemen running around, two beasts running around.
So which
basically,
Iceman is getting his own book?
Jesus.
My brain is going to explode.
This is why I stopped reading comics.
I'm going to stick with Robotech. You guys have fun.
So quick history on this. What happened with all new X-Men? Basically, Cyclops was being a huge jerk.
He did
like,
the Phoenix Force.
I want to be Magneto.
Yeah, he went full Magneto. Yeah.
And he got the Phoenix Force.
That right. happened later.
Okay. Wait, but he became a sort of bad guy.
No,
that happened before because Avengers vs. X-Men.
Yeah. Because, yeah, that's actually why, yeah. So, Cyclops kills Xavier, gets the Phoenix Force, kills Xavier. And then the Phoenix Force leaves them all. Their powers don't work quite right. Cyclops, though, decides that he wants to go full Magneto. He makes his own little team. He ends up...
Which had Magneto actually, wanted, didn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he ended up dying in Secret Wars, sort of. It's weird. Anyway, so what ended up happening, though, Beast... wanted to bring past Cyclops from the past back to show Cyclops, like, dude, you become a douche. You need to remember who you were and what you used to stand for. And I don't know why Beast thought that was a good idea, but he did. And so then the X-Men from the past came in, and it was the original team. It was Beast, Cyclops, Iceman, Jean Grey, and
Angel.
Yeah, and that was the group that they brought to the present. And then when that plan failed, and Cyclops was like, well, yeah, I was young and naive then. Duh. So then Beast tried to send them back and couldn't. They were stuck in the present.
I loved that book. As dumb as it sounds,
parallel world, otherwise,
what a lovely time for them to be alive.
Really be there then, because if he removed them from the past in the same
timeline, don't think about it.
Ideally, they will go back. Otherwise, there'd be some... Yeah, Marvel
don't
gets,
think about it.
Marvel gets kind of weird with their time stuff, but...
Can I ask a serious question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just real quick. How did Kyle Reese come back in time to impregnate Sarah Connor if he was sent back in time to protect Sarah Connor from the Terminator that went back because Kyle Reese had already gone
back?
It's
almost like time travel is real easy to get convoluted real fast and people should stop relying on it as good storytelling. Flash.
Hey, unless they
Grant
have a
Morrison,
flux capacitor.
Supernatural.
Marty McFly.
His was the only good one.
She already said flux capacitor. So
yeah.
No.
Okay, pay attention. I'm
done. Anyway, so yeah, that's how that worked. And actually, the all-new X-Men book, like Dalton said, ended up being really good.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed that series. And that brought Jean Grey up, and we found out, like, they had an interesting ride around to get Jean Grey some more interesting powers.
Why did she need more interesting powers? She could control things with her mind.
Uh-huh.
Is that not interesting enough for some people?
That was my thing at the end of Apocalypse, is her standing there with Magneto, and they're, like, rebuilding stuff, and it's like, hey, so you know that thing you can do with metal? I can do with literally everything.
Why?
So, yeah, what ended up happening, apparently, in the past, Xavier was limiting parts of Jean Grey's powers, which caused, like, other powers to...
remain dormant.
Well, yeah, they cause her certain powers to remain dormant and other powers to get stronger than they normally would have because, you know, it's kind of like whenever
your
like,
sight and your other senses overcompensate.
Right, yeah. Whenever you get blind, you can hear real well, that kind of thing. Yeah, that's kind of what happened with her powers. So bringing her to the present, though, and training with Emma Frost, she no longer had the Xavier limiting certain powers, so she got different powers. It's kind of cool.
Two things. One, you know who straight up pimps Cyclops? Jean Grey and Emma Frost? Get out of here. Two, when I used to play X-Men Legends with Bob, Bob would pick Jean Grey, and I'd always pick Jubilee because it's the only game Jubilee was available. And I never could get to the enemy because every time I would try, he would use Jean Grey to throw them and kill them in one shot. I hated Jean Grey in that game.
Doesn't she have ranged powers too? Why do you need to get close to him?
I couldn't even get a shot off before I could. You would literally, we'd be running through the corridor, and I was like, all right, cool. And I'd get my little blasters and my fingers ready. Blaster. And then all of a sudden, the guys would just go flying everywhere, and Bob would just be giggling.
And you know how I feel when we play WoW, and you just drop your hammer and kill everything before I'm even there.
It's hammer time.
Anyway, so, yeah, so we got a Jean Grey solo book, and it'll be past Jean Grey. I don't know if the Iceman is going to be present or past.
It might be both. I could almost
could
see
be.
The Adventures of Iceman.
Dual Bobbies.
I'd actually like that quite
a bit. I want
Come
that
on,
book.
Let's young go, Bobby. All right, other Bobby.
Does young Bobby Drake know what older Bobby Drake thinks now? Because that could get awkward.
I think it would have to be the other way around.
Because
old Bobby Drake would have to know what young Bobby Drake is thinking because he would have lived through that.
Well, unless, you know, he didn't find out what he was until later. Like, maybe he wasn't hiding it the whole time. Maybe he grew up and... Which one did they find out was
young?
What are you talking
gay.
About? Oh, yeah, both of them.
Yeah, but, like, so they found out the young one was gay, too?
Yeah, well, the young one was how they found out.
Oh, okay.
Like, Jean Grey, like, part of that...
I still hate how that happened.
Yeah,
she
part
read
of
his mind. Way.
Yeah, she read his mind, and then, like, in a private conversation, they was like, Bobby, why didn't you ever tell anybody you were gay? And then he was like,
I know it's terrible, but imagine the humor if young Bobby was like, so, older me, let's head up the club and meet some ladies. And the older one's like, we need to have a conversation about where your mind's going to be someday, man.
No, yeah, because it was, well, what ended up happening, like, somehow that news got to older Bobby, and Bobby was like, you know, you're right. maybe that's why my relationships haven't worked out. I just prefer my companionship with men.
Good for him.
Yeah, that's fine. It was just, I thought it was hilarious, just how they played that out. But, yeah, so I don't know which one it's going to be. It'll be fun.
I see it being younger if I was, and that will be one book that I will buy for sure.
It's definitely gonna be younger. Just I think because it's younger Jean Grey.
Yeah,
that's
like
what I'm thinking
too. And I like Iceman as a character. I really do. But that is, if you were gonna say, okay, of all the X-Men, who's gonna get a solo book? Cable. Okay, I see that. Jean Grey. Not super interested, but okay, I also see that happening, especially with all the stuff with her new powers. And
Jean Grey has actually become a really popular X-Man since all new X-Men.
And then and Iceman, like, really?
To be fair, I have both the Emma, I think I have the Emma Frost series and the Jubilee series, so.
There you go. Well, I think they really wanted to just kind of depart from... not just all new X-Men, but just the every other solo book we've ever gotten with an X-Man. It's been basically Wolverine every time. Every run, Wolverine has always had his own book. Some cases, three or more.
Yeah.
Like, that has
Savage
happened
Wolverine.
Before. Yeah, there was... like,
let's
at
put
one
him
point,
in Savage Lands for
there was,
no reason.
Yeah, there was Savage Wolverine going at one point, as well as... just the Wolverine, and then Wolverine and the X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also was in X-Force, Uncanny Avengers. Yeah, no, like, Wolverine was everywhere. And I think it was Bendis that made a joke about that. Like, in one of the writing, they asked him, like, how he's on so many teams. Like, well, that's my other mutant power, multitasking.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was really funny. But anyway.
I hate Wolverine.
I know you do. So, yeah, there's no Wolverine book. Like, there's no Old Man Logan, there's
yet.
No X-23.
I was gonna say, yeah, yet.
You know, there's no way in hell they're not going to bring Logan back, especially when Logan the movie comes out.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be Wolverine all over the place again.
Almost certainly. But, I mean, they are supposed to be doing kind of an old man Logan thing. Well, they did in the trailer. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, because I was really excited about that.
But, yeah. They haven't said what's... Okay, yeah, moving past the three solo books, there'll also be X-Men Blue and X-Men Gold are the two team books coming up. They've done that before. That's not
I remember when they did the all-women X-Men. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
That was just X-Men, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was just called X-Men.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, X-Men Blue and Gold, they haven't said what the rosters are going to be, but I guess that's kind of like the new version of... Well, when I say new, like I said, they've done this method before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but who wants to be on Blue?
See, and that's the thing, is I wonder if X-Men Gold is going to be kind of like more experienced, like the older, like the all-star, and then X-Men
Blue.
A-team
and B-team.
Yeah, exactly. Except, and then, but then you actually have, like, one thing that a lot of comics do that always has bugged me is, like, if you have kind of the B-team, they're always having to take on A-team level threats. And it's like, okay, well, why wouldn't the Justice League come in and deal with this? Why is Justice Society of America showing up? So I really kind of hope that if that is the direction that they go, that they actually keep it kind of like,
and see,
okay, here's the B team, and they're going to stick with...
And I don't think that's what it's going to be. Mm-hmm. The blue and gold, I'm pretty sure, just from the outfits.
Right.
Like, traditional X-Men colors is blue and gold, or blue and yellow, depending on how you want to call it.
But X-Men yellow didn't have the same appeal
as really does
X-Men gold.
And they don't hand out blue ribbon, or, well, they do hand out blue ribbons, dang it.
Yes,
I was going to say blue medals. And I contradicted myself immediately. What's going
on? So, yeah, they actually said in, like, the interview they were talking, they said that it should be a pretty divisive roster. Like, both, like, X-Men fans will probably like both books and probably be owning both books. But their aim is for people to be, you know, Team Gold or people to be Team Blue. So, I'm interested in how they're going to do that. I don't know if they're going to have them as rival teams or not.
Is there any chance that some Inhumans end up on the X-Men?
Possibly.
Oh, more than certainly, I'd say.
I mean, it's a definite possibility. I don't know for sure. I'm trying to think. No, that's an Uncanny Avengers team. There's an Uncanny the Uncanny Avengers has three mutants on it, and
well, because that was the point of it, because that was coming out of Avengers versus X-Men. Is they're like, yeah, we've kind of been excluding you for a while, so let's set up a whole team that is part Avengers, part X-Men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what that group was. But yeah, I don't know if we'll have any Inhumans on either roster. Like, could happen. They could do all sorts of fun things. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like getting rid of the Inhumans completely and going back to just X-Men.
That definitely won't happen.
That would be a lot of fun. Ish. I'd like that.
Because there are a lot of, like, Miss Marvel is a super popular Inhuman character.
What was she to begin with?
Oh, Miss... Well,
the
Ms.
original
Miss
Marvel was an alien.
Yeah, well...
Or was human who got imbued with alien powers.
Yes.
Okay. Let's move on. This could take a while.
But yeah,
alien... Human with that alien's powers, and now...
Because the original Captain Marvel...
So Green Lantern.
The original Captain Marvel was an alien, and then Carol Danvers got those powers.
Through a ring?
No.
No.
That was green?
No.
Okay.
Moving on.
Cleared that up.
But yeah, so then Kamala Khan is the current Miss Marvel.
Yes.
And her book is... I've been reading it. Her book is fantastic. Like, she's been immensely popular. Karnak has been really popular.
Diversity in comics is always good.
She's also in Champions, which is a really good book so far. From what I've read, I really like it.
I still have the first issue. I still haven't read it. I'm moving through my backlog slowly but surely. But
Broadway,
good old Broadway. Got some sirens going here. Yeah, the another two books. The other two books that are coming out of this wave, like in the Resurrection wave, we're getting Generation X is being redone, which that's an old school X-Men book. And it's all about, like, the...
students.
Yeah, the students, the Xavier School, etc. And the original one featured heavily Jubilee.
Yes.
And they actually said in the interview, what would a Generation X book be without Jubilee?
Also, the first X-Men movie was Generation X. It was a made-for-TV movie for Fox where Jubilee was played by a white girl.
Neat.
Yup.
Huh?
90s.
90s.
Fair enough.
So yeah, that's going to be a thing, and it's supposed to have, you know, all the classic stuff. Like, there's going to be high school drama, awkward kissing, like all of the things you'd want out of that kind of
book. So Dalton's current life.
All the worst parts of Wade's Avengers book.
But anyway, no, I like Wade's Avengers book. And Champions is going to be... Anyway, the other book they're doing is Weapon X, which, that's also a...
Wait,
callback.
Is that not Wolverine?
No. Well, I mean, Weapon X is Wolverine, but that's not the book.
But it's not going to be like the weapon. It's not going to be like
it's
an origin.
It's not Wolverine Weapon X.
Yeah, Weapon X story.
So it's not Wolverine. Wolverine's still dead.
So far? We'll see.
Who is Weapon X in this one, then?
One of the things that I saw in the interview, though...
no sold.
No, it's a team. It's a team.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, one of the things that I did see in this interview that kind of like made me think that... they said, if I say a beloved X-Man returns and leads the X-Men into the future, who will readers think I'm talking about? So, hopefully... they're not talking about Wolverine.
You lied to me.
Because I don't want to see Wolverine.
It's probably going to be Skin.
No.
What a terrible deep cut.
Or Morph. Like, they're just
Morph.
Which Morph? X-Men cartoon Crazy Morph or King of the Congo Beat Morph?
Oh, my God. That was the best part of Marvel Heroes. We went to that vendor exclusively. We loved Morph.
Back again, girls.
I don't know why he was so flamboyant.
It was funny, though.
Or King of the Mambo Beat. But it was the best.
I feel like this could be the one that, not necessarily like original Wolverine, but X-23's Wolverine mm-hmm. could be on a Weapon X team.
Almost certainly.
Should be.
They actually said this will be the darkest X-Men book ever. In the interview that I was reading, they actually said it will be more visceral, more dark than anything we've read in X-Men so far. And on top of that, there will be several moments where you're like, WTF, they can't do that. What is happening? Oh, my God, I love this book.
Is this under the Marvel Knights? Is Marvel Knights still a thing?
I was going to say Marvel Max.
Marvel Max used to be a thing, yeah.
So did Marvel Knights.
Yeah. Max was the one that was you had to put the Max label on it because
that was Punisher, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was the hardcore.
Jessica Jones is in that group too.
Also, I have another dumb question, but I legitimately mean it because I don't know. I know Wolverine's dead.
Yeah.
Is Sabretooth dead?
No.
Mm-hmm. So Sabretooth is still alive.
Sabretooth's actually in the Uncanny X-Men book right now.
So he's a good guy now.
Sort of.
Yeah.
He's on the same team with Magneto, Psylocke, Archangel, and
That's a sexy team.
Her name starts with M. I don't remember
Magic?
The other one. No, it's not Magic. Magic's in all new X-Men still. Sorry.
I was like, I don't know.
I'm trying to remember her name starts with an M, but I don't remember what it is. Hey, Dalton, hit that Google for me. Uncanny X-Men roster.
Magic being Colossus's dead sister that wasn't dead or was dead
and
came back.
Basically the Empress of Limbo at this point.
I feel like I could run for that title.
That's where they were going to move the X-Men for a while.
Yeah. Oh, no, they're there right now.
Oh,
well,
are they?
I'm a few books behind at this point. But, yeah, no, they Ileana set up an X-Mansion in Limbo. And, that's where they're hiding out from the Terrigen Mists.
Huh.
Because the Terrigen Mists are still killing mutants.
Right.
So, yeah.
So it sounds like the X or Weapon X is just going to be the Uncanny X or the X-Force book.
Yep. That's what I'm thinking, but like I said, they said it's going to be darker than X-Force. Like, more
Which,
killing,
good
more
luck.
People dying. Yeah, exactly.
That was a dark book.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know, you were right. M.
It's just M.
It's just M.
It both starts and ends
with the letter M.
You hit it right on the head.
But what's her full name? Did you see?
Oh, I saw it, laughed, and then let me check.
I think it's M. Malina.
No. It's French, I'm pretty sure.
Maurice? Alter Ego, Monet, Yvette, Clarice,
Monet.
Maria.
That's it.
Huh.
Yep. That's the Uncanny X-Men roster right now.
Cool.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, Weapon X. Like, I'm actually pretty excited for that one because, boy, do I like my X-Men dark and gritty. I always have.
See, I'm the opposite. I liked my X-Men blue and yellow spandex.
Generation X is just the right there for you.
Or 92.
I hope they keep 92 going because that's the only X-Men book I have on my list.
That's the X-Men I grew up with.
I mean,
that
they
was
almost
my
certainly
X-Men.
Will because that is just, it's super popular. Mm-hmm. It's completely separate universe, so it's self-contained. It doesn't impact any of the rest of the
stuff.
You
say that, but the first series of X-Men 92 I read, the first issue they were talking about.
That's because it was in Secret Wars.
It was part
Wars.
Of Secret Wars. And now they're like, oh, we can't just continue this because Secret Wars was supposed to resolve all of the alternate universes. Let's just ignore it and then start it over again.
And then Reed
it's
Richards
super confusing
created all
because
the universes again.
I never heard anything about it being part of the Secret Wars. I thought it was a direct continuation of X-Men 92. So I thought it was, you know, the last episode of X-Men mm-hmm. was Xavier going to wherever with the one chick. I don't remember her name.
She was Moira.
Like, no. She was like... like the Il Shinar or something. I don't remember.
Oh,
at this point.
That's right. Yeah, that was one of the Kree, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And the X-Men actually being led by Magneto and starting, like, oh, I thought, okay, that's going to be this. And then it was like, well, the Secret Wars happened. And I'm like, well, I haven't read Secret Wars. Thank Christ. Now I don't know what's going on.
Well, Secret Wars, the only thing that you get from Secret Wars for X-Men 92 was that, like, they were in Battle World now, and they didn't understand why they were in Battle World.
And I didn't understand why they were in Battle World, because I didn't know what Battle World was.
But you didn't need to. It's just like, oh, we're in this thing called Battle World. That's weird. Rest of the book.
Yep. Which is pretty much what I did. Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, and then once the X-Men 92, after Secret Wars ended, once they started X-Men 92 back up, they're no longer in Battle World. They are in, you know, just...
Just that universe.
Yeah, just that universe.
That is the one. Asa, yeah. Me and you, we're going to read that one.
I've already got it.
Yeah, well, Asa's been reading it.
Which shout out to JR for giving me his for letting me borrow his copies of American Alien, which was an amazing story, by the way.
I've read the first two, and we're up to like seven now.
American Alien was a sick shot, I think. Are you talking about 92?
Yeah, X-Men 92.
Okay.
I'm not reading a Superman story.
Makes me so sad.
American Alien was apparently really good.
It was. Yeah. Not reading a Superman story.
So go ahead and move past it into a little bit more X-Men stuff, but very different. We got an official Logan trailer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like I really liked the trailer, but at the same time, they used a cheat code. They played Hurt from Johnny Cash's cover of Hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is just...
You can just say Johnny Cash's Hurt. Trent Reznor said it belonged to Johnny Cash at this point.
Yeah, he owned it. Like, yeah. So, yeah, no, that's that was the song that was going in the background. The trailer was really good. We got to see, from the looks of it, it's not going to be the actual Old Man Logan story. Because you've heard us talking about it before, and there's no way they could possibly do it with the rights they have.
Right.
Because they're missing just
all of the
quintessential
characters. Except for Logan.
So what I take this as is its own story. It's just an old Logan.
It's going to be loosely based on the Old Man Logan story from what I could see in this trailer, which wasn't much.
Right.
That's what it seems to be.
I was fine with it because it reminded me that I like Wolverine the most when he's on his own, and it's a more... intimate storyline, maybe not so much into the world stuff. Like, I really liked The Wolverine. I thought it was good.
I did too.
Origins was terrible, clearly. Yes. Mm-hmm. But whenever they've taken Wolverine in this more intimate direction and let him be an actual character and not just look at me, I'm Wolverine, I like it so much more. Him defending, you know, the Japanese woman and The Wolverine, very personal. This movie where he's old and everyone's dead and he's just miserable and lonely. It looks so good. Like, it's so emotional. I had a tear in my eye, and not just because of Johnny Cash, but the story. And the scene where it shows Xavier and Wolverine and X-23, like, kind of laughing together, I almost cried. I was like, that is one of the best scenes I've ever seen. And that's just in a trailer. I can't wait to see
it.
Also, super
hyped that they got Patrick Stewart back.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't announced yet. And that was actually, he did an interview on Nerdist Podcast, a few months ago. And he kind of teased... being involved in some big project that was coming up. And Chris Hardwick made the joke, oh, so you're going to be in the next X-Men movie. And he just kind of like teased it. So everyone assumed it was going to be, and then, oh, wait, he's not in Apocalypse at all. And then this trailer hits and there's old looking Xavier, and which finally,
that makeup is incredible.
Yeah, I mean, that's the funniest thing about like Patrick Stewart. They had to put makeup on him to make him look old.
Because Patrick Stewart has looked the same since Star Trek The Next Generation.
Which was aired in the 90s.
Which he's in stasis.
I love the episode where they're like, this is what they thought he would look like in 20 years. Here's what he actually looks like in 20 years, and he somehow looks younger.
Well, they did the same thing with Back to the Future. I don't know if you've seen that, but that's side by side. Yeah, no, Patrick Stewart just, he has stopped aging.
And that's fine, because I don't ever want him to go, ever.
Nope.
Yeah, I want to die before he dies. But I'm super excited about Logan. I think it looks amazing.
It looked great. We got to see...
I
want to
watch it.
I kind of, like, I'm a little upset that they didn't make X-23 older, because we did get to see who everybody is very positive is Laura Kinney or X-23.
Well, they even say her name's Laura.
Oh, they do? Okay, then yeah, definitely. I didn't catch that part.
I think they did.
And that makes it more sense when they ask who is she, and Xavier says she's like you, she's a lot like you.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I mean, that's what I assumed as soon as he said that.
There was I'm remembering because it was last week when we talked about how the leak was like, oh, an X-23 is going to be in it. They're the girl. They're going to refer to her only as Laura, so we may not get a last name. So I don't think they actually said it in the trailer, but that was from the original.
So yeah, I mean, because she didn't even have the name Laura for a while. She was just, she eventually got that like in her prostituting days.
Which I'm assuming is not in this film.
Boy, I hope not.
I also hope not because she's like 13.
Yeah. Dalton's raising his hand.
So the actress for, I can't say her first name. It's D-A-F-N-E, Keen. I'm on IMDb.
Daphne?
Daphne. That makes sense now. Not the important part.
What's this name? J-O-H-N?
Job?
Joan. What is All right, go ahead and continue, buddy.
Are you sure?
You want me to hear more about Daphne.
Are we?
Tell us more about Daphne.
No, it's fine. I don't need to mention it.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. What do you
She's listed as Laura Kinney in IMDb. Okay, cool. So that
you
can't
always trust IMDb, though, because I swear to God, I'm not making this up. Before Spider-Man 3 came out, they listed of Aunt May / Carnage. And the actual player, yes, that's not a joke.
I think that was because it's one of those like Wikipedia. Anyone
people can edit.
Could,
it. Yeah,
yeah.
Because that's the thing with IMDb. Like a lot of stuff can be edited. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I kind of hope. Like, I don't know if I hope or not, but I could almost see them doing they right away Logan, because this kind of does seem like, okay, it's Hugh Jackman's last movie. They could easily build a franchise around X-23 like Marvel did.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just see kind of young Laura, and then the end of the movie is actually kind of like Red Dead Redemption-esque, where then whoever the actress that will play adult Laura comes in.
Well, see, what I wonder is how is she going to get back in with the main storyline?
Yeah, because this is so far in the future,
right?
Also, that.
But I have a theory about that. I really do. There is going to be time travel in this movie. There has to be, because if this is a part of the X-Men universe, they're basically saying in this movie all the mutants are dead. Everyone's dead. There's no way that they would let that happen. They have to find a way out. They're going to have to find a way to save the mutants. So I'm assuming X-23 at some point, maybe not in this movie, but a future movie, will go back and stop the events of this from happening.
And what I was thinking was that they were actually like Xavier and Wolverine were going to send Laura Kinney into the past to stop everything from happening.
I don't think it's this movie, though, because this movie looks very much it's just Wolverine protecting her.
I mean, I feel like that's how it ends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it ends with Wolverine dying and sending Laura Kinney to the past.
That's going
to
be two deaths, because there's a part in the movie, and I already know what it is. I'm not going to say it, like who I think it is, but I think it's obvious, where Wolverine and X-23 are sitting there teary-eyed at a burial site, like they just buried someone. Gee, I wonder who.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, this movie's going to make me cry.
Mm-hmm.
Almost certainly. So, yeah, we're...
Dalton, go.
Cable is being introduced. That's where I think, like, if they're going to start. And
I was wondering about that.
If they introduce Cable in the new Deadpool movie, and Fox owns all that, if they want to tie it in.
And they should.
They easily could.
They
really
should. I mean, they had Colossus in Deadpool. Yeah. So.
And they, the same X-Mansion from the movies. Like,
and then Deadpool even made the joke, like, which one are we going to meet, McAvoy or Stewart?
Yeah, so, like, it's very, they could easily do time travel with Cable. Around.
Cable ties in with another story that we have coming up.
He does, sort of.
Potentially.
Deadpool 2. That's a fine enough segue. We got a little bit of news on Deadpool 2. Tim Miller, the director of the first movie, has parted ways. He had some creative differences with Ryan Reynolds, and for that reason, they amicably parted.
Is what they say.
Yeah.
Also, the creative differences is heavily rumored on the casting choice of Cable.
Apparently.
Oh, and Domino?
Did they cast?
Because they haven't officially named who's going to play either role yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember the name off the top of my head of who Ryan Reynolds is heavily pushing for in the role of Cable. But apparently Fox and Miller were heavily eyeing Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson's a great actor, but whenever I think of Cable...
I can't see him as Cable.
I don't think Liam Neeson.
I'm hoping that the actor I'm thinking of is the one you're talking
about. Keira Knightley. Keira Knightley is who I want to see Cable now.
As funny as that, I think Stephen Lang is the best Cable. Stephen Lang, you may remember, he was the bad guy in Avatar.
Isn't he the bad guy in
The Blind Man movie? Yeah. I mean, he's already kind of older. He has the gray hair. He's in great shape.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that that's who Ryan Reynolds wants, because I think he would make the best Cable.
It was some harder to read name, but.
So, yeah, that would be awesome, because I thought about that, too. Like, I couldn't remember the guy's name, but I almost said bad guy from Avatar.
That's fine.
It works.
I remember him as the party crasher from The Hard Way. No one knows that reference. Shut up, Shannon.
Nope. I'm sure somebody out there does.
It's a Michael J. Fox movie.
Because Liam Neeson is great, and he does action really well, but yeah,
he's not
the bulky. Yeah,
but then again,
Topher Grace and Venom.
But can I say we also said that Heath Ledger was not the Joker? We also said that Ben Affleck wasn't the Batman.
I don't know who we
the internet you're talking the internet
about.
Not me. Because I loved Heath Ledger as the Joker, and I always thought he would do a job.
There's different reasons for that. It's the same reason why I don't like Ian McKellen as Magneto.
I don't think Ian McKellen did as good of a job with it, but I'm thinking that if Liam Neeson dedicates himself to the role, I think he could pull it off. I don't
know. It's just the
I mean,
look.
I think yeah. he could.
Me,
yeah, the look
for
is
me,
the
just
problem.
The look. Like, I never had a problem with either Ben Affleck or Heath Ledger being Joker because they didn't look like him.
But Cable is so distinct in his look.
He's just, yeah, he's a hulking giant of a man.
Well, but look at
and that's because he was designed by Rob Liefeld.
Yep.
Juggernaut, yeah. Huge hulking guy. And we got, who was it, Vinnie Jones in mm-hmm. X3?
I mean,
which they had to add padding to make bigger.
Tom Cruise is Jack Reacher.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's one of those things. Like, Ian McKellen, I thought, knocked it out of the park as Magneto as the character. Mm-hmm. Like, he did great because Ian McKellen is a phenomenal actor.
It's just the look.
It's just the look was off. And it's the same thing, like, Liam Neeson would be, I'm sure he would be phenomenal as Cable.
Get Tom Hardy for Cable.
Yes.
Get Tom Hardy for everything.
No, Tom Hardy needs to be Wolverine.
Tom Hardy is Logan.
And Cyclops.
Sure.
Just make the X-Men and make it like Eddie Murphy movies. Just have Tom Hardy play all of the roles.
One-man show.
No.
Yeah. One-man show.
Especially Jean Grey.
I was about to say, the guy that played Colossus in the X-Men 2 and 3,
mm-hmm.
that guy was huge.
Yes.
He would be an awesome Cable, too.
Which made me wonder why they didn't get him for Deadpool. Instead, they went with a fully CG Colossus.
Because they wanted to make him just over the top.
And he was over the
top. And they could. And that's they made him completely CG, and it looked awesome.
Yeah.
It did,
but
it also,
so good in that movie.
It also makes it impossible to ever have him in the movie as not metal Colossus. Because Colossus never grew in size. He just became metal.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they'd have to do a weird CG version of him without metal.
Not a fan.
Because, Colossus most of the time wasn't metal.
Right. He was human. Mm-hmm. But I will say that was the most accurate Colossus I've seen in an X-Men movie yet.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That movie was so great. And I know that Ryan Reynolds has a massive, he's a comic book fanboy.
Yeah.
And he has a massive amount of respect for the character Deadpool, and he was furious at how they handled X-Men Origins. And I know since he has a lot more clout around here, he didn't want them to go too far away. So at this point, I'm tempted to side with Ryan Reynolds. I thought the first Deadpool movie was great, and I know Ryan Reynolds had input on that, but it was
ultimately
up to Tim Miller.
But you also have to wonder how much of that was Tim Miller's direction, because a bad director can ruin a movie. We've said it 100 times.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Nick Cage was also a huge fan of Ghost Rider.
Right. I know Nick Cage didn't have anything to do with that character, though, or anything about it.
Other than the acting.
But, I mean, there's a great actor can only do so much with bad writing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think that, Ryan Reynolds has such a respect for the character, such a respect for the lore, that at this point, with no other information, I'm thinking this might be for the best, because obviously if it was something that he was that adamant about, it was something that we would probably also take issue with.
Right. Like Affleck with Batman. We trust him with Batman at this point.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Because I know man has a bat cave.
And the chin.
Uh-huh. And he was the best part of Batman v Superman, with Gal Gadot as a close second.
By far.
Yeah.
Like,
so, no, like, I similar situation right there. I have huge respect for Ben Affleck and, his love of Batman. Same thing with Ryan Reynolds and Deadpool.
Yes.
So, I'm A-okay with, when I say A-okay, the first movie was so good, I really wanted everybody to just get along and make the second movie as good or better.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which, and apparently part of this too is because Ryan Reynolds was a producer on the first one,
mm-hmm.
and he has even more authority over the sequel.
Mm-hmm.
It made so much money. How could
you
not?
Oh yeah,
right. You know? So he's a much bigger part of the producing team. And since the first movie was such a success, based on a lot of his recommendations and a lot of his marketing ideas, he really got into character for Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
So and then Domino, I guess, was another casting issue because they are currently casting for Deadpool
too. The Hollywood Reporter article, because I'm still trying to find who they wanted for who Ryan Reynolds was fighting for Cable, but it says they're casting or they are currently testing with 6 actresses.
Yeah, for Domino. So
get Keira Knightley for that. Why not?
Sure,
she would actually fit really well as Domino.
She really would. She also doesn't quite have the look, but, for an X-Men comic book, that's never going
to
happen.
I mean, they just have to paint her face, and if she cuts her hair again, then that's pretty much the look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, going on to some other semi-related comic book stuff, we got a Guardians of the Galaxy 2 trailer.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited.
Yay.
It's still my favorite of any of the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
So I want it. Tim Gunn was just like, Avengers was good. I'm going to do it better.
meets Guardians of the Galaxy.
Just real quick, they don't say who they want for Ryan Reynolds' choice, but Miller wanted Kyle Chandler.
That's actually the name that I was looking at. So,
who was from Friday Night Lights? I don't see it. I don't know
if
he's younger,
like
though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a little younger. But I mean, dye his hair
Kyle
white.
Kyle Chandler?
Yeah.
I don't know if I would like that as Cable at all.
He's 51.
Is he really?
Yeah, Kyle Chandler's 51.
He just looks too
I'm thinking of a different character then, because I did not watch Friday Night Lights at all. But, oh, yeah, I don't
see it either.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like, some of these pictures, because I'm looking at it on Google right now, some of these pictures, it looks like it could work, but I don't know. I still don't like it.
No.
I don't like it.
But you know what I am going to like?
What's that?
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yes.
I'm so excited for that.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Because earlier in the week, they released the poster with the best tagline, obviously. Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2. Obviously. Yes.
And it's amazing to me that both Deadpool and Guardians of the Galaxy are like the two biggest hits in recent years for superheroes. And they were the two that were like the oddballs.
Because
I remember when Guardians, the first trailer, I didn't know anything about Guardians of the Galaxy at all.
I didn't either.
But that trailer made me go, that looks fun. And that's the same feeling I got from the Suicide Squad trailer. One of them pulled it off.
Right?
We did an hour and a half show telling you why it wasn't the other one.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked the... Guardians was the one that I knew the least about going into it. I just knew... I knew vaguely about Star-Lord and Groot and Rocket.
Yeah.
But everyone else, I pretty much... And I knew Drax was like Space Punisher.
I only knew Rocket because of Marvel Heroes, because he was one of the characters.
Marvel versus Capcom for me.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, I knew about the Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, I have never read a Guardians of the Galaxy book.
Mm-mm.
But I had read books that the Guardians showed up, so I knew about them from that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's just one or two arcs here and there that I read, and they just happened to show up and like, yo, we're the Guardians of the Galaxy. And that was about it. And they didn't have very many arcs. Like, before that movie got announced, that did not happen often. Like, the Guardians didn't jump in often at all.
No.
I think I only knew about it because same thing. It was like a book with them up, and I was like, who's the talking tree? Like, that's what I had to find
and
out.
His
that's
little raccoon buddy.
Yeah, that's the only reason I knew about him, because I saw him in a book, and I was like, who the hell?
Do you know why the first Guardians did so well? It's two reasons. One, it's not the villain, because, what was it, Ronan the Accuser?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Looked cool, but... I mean, wasn't impressive. In the grand scheme of things, I wasn't impressed by him.
I liked him.
I like Yondu.
The more interesting thing about Ronan, just in the comic book lore, Drax would have annihilated him in a fight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like as far as comic books go, like, yeah, it would have been Ronan would not have been able to hold
him.
Not
in the movie, because Drax kept stepping up to the plate and kept getting knocked out.
Oh, yeah. No, but it was very much not the case in the movie.
Here's the reason the Guardians of the Galaxy did so well. Chris Pratt.
Yep.
Because Pratt made that movie fun.
He is just a magnificent human being. A national treasure.
And
I
then
said it.
Number two, Baby Groot. Baby Groot sold, so many toys.
And in the second trailer, we got to see Baby Groot.
We did. Uh-huh.
Just out of
Allie's beaming on the couch.
He's not in the poster. The poster is just this black and white shot of pretty much it's Star-Lord, Gamora.
Yondu.
Yondu's
on the poster, which made me super happy. I love Michael Rooker.
Yondu is awesome. But so it's the three of them, and then Rocket, and then Yondu, and I can never remember her name, but Gamora's sister.
The bad guy.
Nebula.
Nebula. Yeah. So it's like, okay, it's because I also really like Nebula. He is on the poster.
Yeah, he's just so tiny.
I
thought you were leading into it.
No, I didn't even see him.
Yep,
oh, he's hiding behind. Yeah,
he's not
hiding.
Groot. He's a little bitty.
I was looking for the planter.
Cup, yeah.
He's actually in the poster.
Is it going to be Vin Diesel again?
Oh,
it
yeah, probably.
They're just going to pitch his voice up South Park style.
I am Groot.
And you say, that Chris Pratt is the one that made that fun. Look at that entire cast.
Yeah.
There is not someone who didn't just completely knock it out of the park.
Batista was awesome.
Yeah, Dalton was actually talking to me about this the other day. Batista was actually, apparently, Dalton's favorite performance in that movie. I still think, Chris Pratt was there.
I think Chris Pratt loved him
in the outtakes when he's just dancing.
I think it's more so because everyone knew Chris Pratt was funny.
Right.
And they knew he was going to be great. But the only thing we knew about Batista was that he was a good wrestler and was a decent actor from the wrestling. You know, he had good character.
Yeah.
But being a good actor in wrestling does not necessarily always translate
not even
to
it.
Right, because look at somebody like Hulk Hogan. He's a good actor in wrestling.
Well,
I enjoyed those movies.
I wouldn't
back
ask
in
the end
of the day.
I did too. But Batista and his inability to catch like references.
Yeah,
like,
sarcasm. Yeah.
Go, no, well, nothing would go over my head.
Dave Bautista actually in an interview, like he said, he's like, I read the script and then I realized I needed to go to acting school because I wasn't going to mess this up.
Right.
Like he knew what he was getting into.
And
so,
he knocked
yeah.
it out of the park
and,
too.
Yeah, and like, I've asked a bunch of people, anybody that's seen it, I ask them who their favorite Guardian is, and it's a different person every time. Oh, yeah. Like,
mine legitimately is Drax.
And yeah, even Bradley Cooper as
Rocket. Yeah. Rocket.
I had some major reservations about that because my Rocket is Cockney. Yeah. He's got the British accent. Didn't matter. Loved him. He was so good. He did a great job.
Yeah.
I hate that this is the only thing that I know him from, but Step Brothers and
John
Steve
C. Reilly.
Brule, John C. Reilly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was also
he was in the Nova Corps.
And yeah. Glenn Close.
Yeah.
Also, like, that movie was just.
And Zoe Saldana did Guardians of the Galaxy.
Which is amazing to me because I never liked her. We used to. Remember when we worked at GameStop? We had to listen to that damn Colombiana trailer every 5 seconds, and that made me hate Zoe Saldana, but she was really good in this. And yeah. I
can't think of a single performance in that movie that was not great.
Yeah.
There wasn't one.
Yeah, not a single one. That was just a great movie.
So I was just excited that we got the poster. And then like 2 days later, oh, hey, teaser trailer. And it's a great teaser trailer because it's literally just.
There's so much teasing.
You get.
And we got the Ooga Chaka.
Uh-huh. I love it. I know Shannon's not happy about it, but.
No, I'm fine with it because it's the song from the. It's the song that it's associated with. Like, I have no problem
with
that.
Well, it was the song for the first trailer, which makes sense for. Like, if this was the first full trailer and they did that song again, yeah, that's a little lame. But since it was just the teaser.
It's like, hey, remember how much you loved this thing?
Right. Yeah, no, I get it completely. I think it would be fun if they had a second song that they could, like, instead of just doing the first one again, they brought another song from that era back and made it popular, too.
I think they're going to with the second actual trailer.
Yeah, I hope more than likely. I think that would be fun.
But yeah, this was just the teaser. You get a little Draxism.
Yep.
Because
Drax and Peter Quill talking.
Oh, wait, that's so great.
It's
great
to
see a woman who's as pathetic as you are.
Do you need a hug?
I died. I died. He heard me cackling from the other room.
She has a very distinct cackle.
That was the part that I laughed. I was like, do you need a hug? No. I said no.
I just liked his answer to that. There's two types of people in the world. I know. Those who dance and those who don't.
Oh, just in Nova. Nova's there now. Like, because it looked like an actual Nova, not Nova Corps. Like, it looked like a Nova suit.
Oh, I didn't see that.
All of the people in the Nova Corps wear that suit and helmet. I don't know if I'm going to tell you that.
But it's Nova Nova this time. It's okay, buddy. I got you.
Maybe.
So it's Sam, like, not Sam Wilson.
Sam Alexander.
It is Sam Alexander? Okay. Yeah. All right. Like, why do you think it's Sam Alexander?
Just because it looked like an actual Nova suit. It didn't look like a police uniform. No. It's two different things. It was not the Nova uniform.
The Nova Corps they all have the same uniform.
Because they're Nova like is an officer from the Nova Corps he was the last remaining one.
Yeah.
They're lanterns, basically.
Basically, yeah. They're Marvel's Green Lanterns.
Yeah,
it's
the Novas
really an accurate comparison.
Except without, I guess some of them do have
Interesting to note that Guardians of the Galaxy holds the record for the most on-screen deaths in movie history.
All because of all the people dying
in the Nova Corps.
Yeah. Dying.
That's another reason to make me think that it might just be
how
Nova.
Big was Alderaan?
No, but it's I actually looked this up. It's most on-screen deaths. So
not
it's not
assumed.
Blew up the planet. Like, you actually see them die.
But you see the planet blow up.
I said that, too.
But you don't see the people.
I don't get it.
The people are on the planet, though.
There was five people on Alderaan. It was all of Leia's family.
Turns out Alderaan is the size of Chaffee. The Shannon Chaffee train continues.
So you get to see John C. Reilly in like a Nova Corps uniform. Like it's a Nova Corps uniform. What you saw them in the Guardians of the Galaxy when they were in the ships is the same uniform that you saw them in the trailer. But what you see John C. Reilly in when he's walking around is not the Nova Corps uniform. It's different.
Bye, Dalton.
It's okay, buddy. It's still going to be awesome.
It is.
Because you get to see Yondu.
Yondu, I was worried he wouldn't be back. I'm glad he is.
It ended.
Because, oh, man, like, that ended up being, because you kept seeing, like, him talking and, like,
him
you know,
just
him bringing out the little.
Yeah.
And then, like, every time you see Yondu, like, you know, he threatens people with that little stick of his. You're thinking, like.
And just that one time he took them all out. That
yeah,
was
and
awesome.
You're just sitting there thinking, like, oh, this guy's all just hot air. Like, he's nothing. And you actually see him just annihilate
all
a whole.
All he did was whistle.
Uh-huh.
And he took out, like, 30 people.
I want one.
Dude.
It was
which,
awesome.
Honestly, is just what Michael Rooker does anyway.
That was actually an outtake.
Yeah.
From when
he did that in real world. Yeah. He just happened to be in the paint at that moment.
That's how awesome Michael Rooker is.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, you got me excited now.
Because I mean, okay, and I'll keep this picture pulled up that I've got right here of just an image from the first movie with them in the uniforms.
God, yeah, he's not going to let this go, Dalton. Admit you're wrong so we can move on.
We're done. I told him I'm going to leave it up so you can look at it later. I've got it right here.
So we got so much more stuff to talk about.
Yeah,
so.
we have so many things to talk about.
I'm sure
about.
We're already over.
We're at 49 minutes.
Jeez.
And we haven't even gotten to the Nintendo Switch.
Well, we don't have much to talk about with Red Dead, so.
That's true. Because I'm trying to think if there's anything else in here that I need to... Jessica Jones, every episode is going to be directed by women.
Of season two.
Yeah, every episode of season two. Which I know a lot...
That makes sense.
Yeah, strong female character. Like, now you have females leading that character. Because I know that was some people's problems with the first one. They're like, well, how are you going to have... You know, a good story about the strong female character without, you know, the writers and directors all being female.
The comic?
I always hate that argument. Like, if the character's good, let the character be good. Like, don't be upset that a man wrote a good character.
Female, don't care. If the story's good, it doesn't matter who it came from.
Yeah, I don't buy into the argument that you can't write for a specific person unless you've been in that person's
shoes.
That's
like saying right.
That's called good writing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like they're like it can help, like right. It, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. To have those experiences,
right?
But so I mean, if you're a good writer, you're a good writer.
Like, yeah, if the story's good, the story's good. Like Joss Whedon is not a female, but he writes great stories for strong female characters.
Buffy
was great. Firefly,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean they've had like he's done a ton of great stuff.
George Lucas does not go on space adventures that I know of, but he wrote a great Jedi.
But it did not stop him from redoing Flash Gordon.
All right, so,
and the Seven Samurai and all kinds of others.
All right, so we'll move into some video game stuff now that we've gotten through that, and that's where we'll finish the show in video games.
Yes.
First thing that I wanted to talk about, I'll give Shannon a second to talk about his new purchase.
I just have to talk about this for a second. I made the wise or unwise decision to purchase the PlayStation VR today. It was a pretty penny, close to $480 for everything I got. And yeah. But brought it. She don't know yet.
And you got But you traded. You had a couple.
I traded in some stuff here.
It could have been worse.
And I got a great trade-in price at Gaming Grounds, 709 Broadway in Cape Girardeau.
It's all your gaming needs.
Yeah. but I want to say that any hesitation or reservation I had about the PlayStation VR, the moment I turned it on and put the headset on, I was having so much fun. I was smiling like I feel I haven't smiled in a couple weeks because, you know, I get real depressed. But this brought out a kind of childlike joy in me that I don't normally feel. And I get that way when it comes to technology, especially something like this. It is an experience that you have to have, whether you like it or not. You need to have this experience. It's incredibly cool, and I can't wait to play with it more once the show's over.
I will say, I don't know if it has any lasting power, but Shannon let me play it. He bought the Arkham game.
Yeah.
I got to be Batman for a few minutes, and every bit of that was awesome.
You were having so much fun.
To shoot up.
Jesse tried to shoot up heroin as Batman. It was hilarious.
It was so great. No, like this.
Kids don't do drugs.
I don't know.
Second place is Jesse looking in the mirror as Batman and doing a little jig.
Because you can look in the mirror and see yourself, and like you move whenever your head moves, Batman's head moves. Same thing. Like it kind of moves your upper body, like with it. If you know, if the headset can tell you're moving your upper body,
yeah,
and then you know your arms move, like it's pretty good with that because you have to have the PS Move controllers, and yeah, sitting there making Batman dance, and it was pretty awesome looking.
If you have the money for it and you can afford it, get it. That's all I'm gonna say. If you
were on the fence about it, like if you've been considering getting one,
but you were concerned about it,
if you can try one, because I put it on and it gave me a headache almost immediately.
It did.
It kind of gave me a little bit motion sicknessy.
That's going to be a very real possibility for a lot of people.
But I do think it's important to note that of the seven people that tried it, six people, Asa was the only one that had that. Right. Yeah. So definitely, if you can try it, that's a good advice.
Two of us that were playing it had glasses on.
Yeah, and it seemed to work just fine.
Yeah, and I'm a person that can't do 3D movies, but I could do the VR.
It also made me realize I need glasses, and that might have been why. Because it's like some of the stuff was blurry. Like some of the stuff that I could tell you're supposed to be able to read was a little fuzzy, and I kind of had a focus.
Right.
Which the fact that there's nothing there to actually like focus on.
Right. it messes with you. It really does.
I think that's what kind of was starting to.
I still.
Because there were a couple of scenes like when I was playing Batman. You know, the first thing you get to see in that game is the murder of your parents. and like having that just like right there up close, like you've got your mom kind of blocking the blocking your view, you can sort of look around her to try and see what's going on, which I was doing. Dalton got upset about,
because I was like, stop trying to find it, we know what's gonna happen, I don't want to see them die.
So no, then like you got to, like, it was super cool because you got to see it happen. Like, you got to see Joe Chill shoot your dad, and you know, he lays down, then you look up, and I mean, it happens whether you look up or not. He shoots your mom, too, and you look down to your right. Like, you physically look down into your right, and she's there bleeding out. And then Joe Chill walks up to you and gets, like, inches away from your face. And that was the trippiest thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah, mine was whenever, because I only played Drive Club, the demo for that. Mm. And I was just looking around before I started the race. So I was like, I looked down. I was like, oh, there's a floorboard. There's a passenger seat. There's a... Oh, there's the rear seat. And then I turn my head all the way around, and I'm looking out the back windshield. And I was like, well, that is really cool.
And honestly, like, and none of that, because I got to see that in Batman, none of that was as trippy as seeing a human being talking to me.
And yeah. It's also like watching it on the screen is so much different than being in the headset.
Oh, yeah.
On the screen, it looks like, I mean, the games look
standard
good.
Standard video game. Like,
they don't look as good as most PS4 games, honestly.
It looked about like playing, like, on the screen, even in the virtual reality stuff, it looked about like, say, Asylum on PS3.
Yeah, I would say it's better than PS3, but not as good as PS4. It's somewhere above PS3 range. But seeing it in that headset and being a part of it, it is just incredible. It was just great.
So it's one of those things, like, I don't know that I can recommend going out and buying it, but if you were on the fence, you were considering getting it, go ahead. Like, pull that trigger, because it is really cool.
Yeah. All, like, the fears that people had on it, thankfully, most of them, I think, are not there.
Yeah, like, it's neat. It's really, really neat. It's an investment.
It is. But I'm excited about the future, because if they start putting real games out for this thing, like Resident Evil 7 is going to use it. Dalton. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
It's also important to note that half the reason I bought it was to get Until Dawn on it so I can make Dalton play it. And we're going to videotape it. We're going to show this live. This is going to be one of our Halloween things, I think, or if we can get him to do it earlier. But we're going to go live with this. We'll let you guys know where.
And you'll get to see Dalton pee his pants.
Dalton played live. PT last year and got about...
That was this year.
Was it this year?
Yeah, it was like in January, February.
And you got like 20 minutes into it, but only 20 minutes because he took so long to walk down the damn hall.
Because he took 15 minutes trying to talk us out of making him do it.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So I can't wait to see Dalton do this in first person.
So I can't wait to see Dalton smash Sir Shannon's $400 VR headset. Because
I was able to get that controller out of my hand pretty fast. And that then, VR thing is a trick.
Yeah, you're going to have to take it. Yeah. Shannon would be taking Dalton on a very quick trip to Best Buy.
I'll be taking $400 out of that ass.
So yeah, we'll go ahead and move past that. Yeah, like I said, if you're on the fence about it, pull the trigger. Definitely try it out if you've been considering it. If you think, well, the PlayStation VR is probably dumb, it's not.
No, that's pretty cool.
Just try it.
It's like, a lot of fun.
It's actually really cool.
And comfortability. I was wearing a ball cap with it whenever I had it on, and like the comfortability
is super comfortable.
The headset's really, really cool. And the more we play with it, we'll do a full review eventually. We'll talk more about it. So stay tuned for that.
This is just first impressions.
Yeah.
So we'll go ahead and move past it here. Last Guardian tweet came out earlier today that was deleted, and then another tweet came out. Last Guardian has gone gold. Finally,
pick it up on your PS2.
Lindsay saw it. We were at Best Buy earlier, and Lindsay saw a display for it.
Is that a giant rat?
She's like, is that a giant rat? And I was like, yes, with wings. Charlie's nightmare.
I mean, for people that have, you know, are still excited about Last Guardian, because I know a lot of people have just kind of moved on.
All three of you.
It's gone gold. So
it's that same guy that's still got his receipt from when he pre-ordered Duke Nukem Forever.
You know? Well, that came out.
So will this, maybe.
Hopefully not as bad. So, yeah, that happened. The Pokemon roster, that got revealed.
It's all out.
Now, that wasn't the full roster. Are you talking about the leak that
the
came
first
from the demo?
Data mine was, like, wasn't the full thing, but they got the rest
there are Pokemon from every single generation in it.
I missed
available.
That. Are they all Alola versions, or is it?
No. Okay. The only other Alola versions that I noticed were the Diglett Dugtrio.
That one?
It looks
with the hair?
Yeah,
with the Surfer Dugtrio.
I like there's a picture. There's a picture of one of someone replaced the Hanson hair with Johnny Bravo hair.
I would rather have that.
So yeah, one of the big things that I wanted to talk about from that, that means the Chinese leaks were accurate because
we have
the finals. Three starters, the final starters. We have Lucha Kitty,
yes,
and I'm pretty excited about that one. We got Oliver Queen.
Yeah,
that's Dalton's.
I'm going with Rowlett.
Nope. Yeah. So by Popplio.
I don't know. I'm by on circus it, honestly, dog. Yeah. I am probably going to be the bad kid and get so far to where you can save and get another Pokemon and put it in my bank and just start with all three.
You've paid for that game legally. You can do what you want.
I'm also really tempted to shiny hunt because their shinies are awesome looking. Do you know how many times I'm going to be restarting that stupid game?
I remember when you got your first shiny and you bragged about it, and that was after playing Pokemon for, what, 10 years, 15 uh-huh. years? So you got about 15 years to get this next one.
I've caught five shinies in X and Y.
There's a way to do the starter. It's going to take her probably 4 or 5 hours.
I have to sit there and restart.
Are people going to be more excited about this than Pokemon Go?
Yes.
Almost certainly.
They'll be excited for more than a month.
Imagine if Nintendo needs to come out with a VR, and I'm sure they will 30 years from now.
And when it's old news, everybody's now in full immersion. They'll have a VR headset for us.
Imagine Pokemon on VR.
No. Hey, no. Shannon, Beedrill.
That's a true horror survival game right there.
You thought you were annoyed by Rattatas before.
And it wouldn't just be a Beedrill. It's a swarm. It's a swarm.
Because there's not just one of them.
Uh-huh.
That's a feature. Yeah.
Then you're like, Charizard, roast them all. Go.
Is Beedrill in the new game?
Muscle Skeeto. I'm
going to have just an army of them.
The flying terrible pincher-faced.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, he's
Alola. It's like it's a big beetle.
Alola is real scary.
A tropical island.
You get to live in the tropics on the beach. Yeah, that's great, but... it's Australia. I think it's Hawaii. I don't think so. I think it's Australia because everything's going to kill you.
Maybe it's New Zealand.
Everything wants to kill you.
Kiwis.
So, yeah, that's one thing I wanted to talk about a little bit, and praying that Lucha Kitty isn't actually fighting type, but it does have a wrestling belt.
It still looks like it's going to be dark type. Just
it does.
From
it looks like it's going to be fire dark.
The pro wrestler looks like it's going to be fighting type. It could be dark just because it's got black in it, I guess.
So it's a heel?
Probably.
All right. The other thing I want to talk about, the Call of Duty Infinite Warfare beta opened up this weekend for PlayStation 4.
Haven't played it. Watched Steven play it earlier. It looked a lot like Black Ops 3.
It is a whole lot like Black Ops 3. Everything that I liked about Black Ops 3, they moved to this game. And
so this is like
also,
every year, isn't it, Jesse?
A little bit. Like, I'm probably going to... I keep saying I'm not going to buy it, but I don't know why I keep trying to fool myself.
Yeah.
One of the big things that I liked a whole lot, they took out the wild card system in your loadouts. And this is something I meant to mention to you earlier. So, like, you know how if you want to do primary gunfighter or something like that, instead of having the wild cards there, it just cost extra points. So, like, if you want an extra attachment, like a fourth attachment or whatever, instead of just costing 1 point, you know, you pick 10, system.
So it's basically Black Ops 2.
Kind of. Well, it was Black Ops 2 still had the wild cards.
Did it?
Yeah.
Which game was it where it just took points? Wasn't there a game, or am I just imagining things?
Were games that took points, but there wasn't... the only ones that have had, like, Treyarch, as far as I can remember, and I didn't get all that into... Ghosts or Advanced Warfare, so I don't remember if they had the pick 10 system. Yeah. But I love the pick 10 system for Black Ops 2 and Black Ops 3. And they have the pick 10 system in Infinite Warfare, and it's just streamlined it without the...
Is this the Alola versions of these?
Of the ones that are there, yes.
Why does Geodude got them big eyebrows?
I don't know. That's what I was going to ask, but Jesse moved on, so, you know.
Oh, because we're at an hour.
We still got to talk about Nintendo.
What is the Geodude with eyebrows?
Geodude got eyebrows.
He's just got big eyebrows.
It looks like he's got, like, lava rock infused
on
it.
I like it.
Because Golem looks like he's got just giant spikes coming off his back now.
Yeah. It's creepy.
It's
we'll talk looking. More about Pokemon in the future, too. We're getting closer to that release date.
Oh, yeah. We've still got to get our... we have to have the PZ85 gym challenge ready to go.
Mine has been done since like the week after.
Yeah, you and Hunter have both been done for a while.
Some of us are procrastinators.
Me too. I'm so sorry.
Because it comes out November 18th. So we'll go ahead and make that announcement right here on this show. I'm looking at a calendar right now. If it comes out on November 18th, then we're going to have it on November 13th. That show.
Okay.
So November 13th is your due date, friends.
Awesome power.
You know, I'm probably going to have to work that day, so it better be a late show.
It depends on if there's wrestling that night.
Well, there better not
be
wrestling.
I don't think there is because Survivor Series is like the 29th.
Yeah, and Survivor Series is the only pay-per-view next month.
Okay.
Because that's one of the big four.
There we go. Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be a night show, Lindsay. November 13th, we'll have a whole show about Pokemon because it'll be the last show before that game hits.
Mark your calendar, kids.
Yep, Pokemon show. So, going back to what we were talking about over here... Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. Yeah, I got to play the beta. Dalton played it a little bit with me. Dalton, I can never tell if he's actually having fun when we play Call of Duty. Most of the time it seems like he's not, but then again, most people don't seem like they're having fun when they play Call of Duty.
That is absolutely true. Except Black Ops, the original. We had much fun playing Black Ops.
Just because we dominated everybody in that game.
And we just swapped controllers constantly. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just between eating pizza and playing Call of Duty, how could you be unhappy doing
Call
that?
Call of Pizza.
Call of Pizza. Call of Pizza with King of the Hill.
Oh, stop it.
What a glorious night that was. All right, so one of the other things that we are super excited about at this table, we got a teaser trailer. They said trailer number one. It was a teaser.
Yeah.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
I also want to thank Rockstar for their speedy release of these things, because on, I think it was Saturday, or maybe it was Sunday, they had the picture of just the red background,
mm-hmm.
and everybody was like, oh, what's that? And then the next day, they released the same picture, but with people in front of it. And it was like, oh, that looks like Red Dead. Is that Red Dead? Then the next day, it was Red Dead Redemption 2, and then a couple days later, there was the teaser. So,
and then now, only one full year until the actual game.
That's killing me, because one, I probably won't be alive by then. Two, if I'm alive, I won't be friends with any of you. So who am I going to play with?
Yourself.
Hey, you and
He's
I have been
such
going,
a pessimist.
He really is. You and I have been going strong since 2007.
Time's up.
Define strong.
TikTok.
We've had our off points.
I'm king of hernia style now.
By the way, I really, really wish they had gone full Bethesda on this one. Like 6 months, guys, you got it.
See, but if they did
coming
that,
out next week, surprise.
They could have said it was coming out in 6 months, but it's Rockstar. So they're probably being generous with their time just by saying that it's...
Hopefully it'll get pushed up.
Do you remember the original Red Dead Redemption? Because we worked at GameStop at the time. I still have that giant poster from it. And
I do too.
How we took those posters and we marked out the release date and put not anymore. Because everyone was asking about it constantly.
Uh-huh, because it got pushed back a whole lot. And then it finally came out. It was so full of bugs. But we still had so much fun with it.
Such a good game.
But that's Rockstar's style, kind of, is, hey, it's going to come out now. Nope. So I think this really think this is just them giving themselves plenty of cushion. Like, they were probably shooting for a June release. And like, you know what? People have been waiting on this for a decade.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I can't wait for it. The graphics of the game, Steven said he thought they were not as good as he would hope.
I
disagree.
All we got to see was pre-rendered cinematics.
And I thought it looked amazing. Because the original Red Dead looked amazing. And it still looks amazing.
Yeah.
So if you can take that Red Dead, make it look even better, as much as it is.
Give it GTA 5 style.
Yeah, because GTA 5 was amazing looking. Mm-hmm. And then give us that Red Dead Online. That's what I'm excited for.
I was about to
say,
give us GTA 5 Online, but Red Dead?
They have already announced part of it is Red Dead Online. So you know for a fact that they're going to put into this. And imagine we're going to be able to create our own cowboys, do missions together, just ride around, play cards. I'm so excited.
I'm really, really excited for this game.
Every time I think I'm done with video games, something happens, and I go, never mind.
Back in. I'm back in.
Back in
virtual
the game,
reality,
baby.
Cowboys.
Battlefield 1. By the way, Battlefield 1, amazing game. Pick it up.
I'll have to try that one out. Red Dead. Excited about that game. I think that covered everything I wanted to talk about before the Nintendo Switch.
Switch up.
Yeah, so the Nintendo NX has an official name now. It is the Nintendo Switch.
Quick poll. Who likes NX better than Switch?
Dalton.
Only one.
Because I mean,
NX is a good code name.
Yeah.
Nintendo has always had really cool code names.
Dolphin.
Dolphin 64. Dolphin GameCube. Ultra 64.
Yep.
What was the Wii called? The Revolution.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah,
my God.
Nintendo Revolution.
Why would you not go with that name? That was such a good name.
Because we would like to play.
Oh, my God. Mm.
And I guess they felt like they were treading on... Never mind. I was about to say maybe they felt like they were treading on the Xbox 360. They had no idea what the Xbox 360 was.
I remember
they had never heard of it.
Wii U's code name was just that shrug emoji. Because even they didn't know.
Yeah, and no, I thought Wii U did have a code name. But
all new.
The
all new,
Wii.
All different.
Oh, God. Yeah, like the naming could have gone much worse.
They
I actually like the
out.
Switch.
The only thing that kept the Wii U from selling is the fact that you couldn't carry around the gamepad with you.
All right, I know there's a lot of worry about this, and I have a lot of worries about it. Battery life, I worry about the frame rate whenever you're playing it on the screen instead of, you know, on TV.
They confirmed that there's no extra power in that base.
Yes, the screen is the system.
Yeah.
That's the whole system.
Yeah, the base is literally just
charging
and show to the TV.
But I'm sold.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly, I can – let me – just a real quick history of things Shannon has bought. The Virtual Boy, day one. PSP Go, day one. I purchased the PlayStation VR. So no matter what, I'm going to get the Nintendo Switch, and it looks really cool. I love gimmicks. I do. I know I say I hate them, but I love gimmicks. This is so gimmicky, and it looks awesome.
And see, well, that's the thing. Like,
it's less gimmicky than like the Wii U.
Because the Wii U was just the Wii with better graphics and a screen. That was it. It was kind of pointless. Mm. But this, the things you can do with that, you can pull controllers off. You can attach it to the TV.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff you can do with this. This, I could see being a real revolution in gaming, but I worry about the power behind the system because I don't know who was arguing with me. I think it was Cody when I said Super Nintendo was the leader. It outclassed the Genesis in specs, and you backed me up on that, and I appreciate that because the Super Nintendo was in charge. Once the PlayStation and the Xbox rolled around, Nintendo slipped, and they've never caught up. If they can outperform the Xbox One and the PS4 at this point, power-wise,
they can't.
That's not going to
happen.
They can't,
I know. Yeah. And that's what scares me because people don't want fun games. People want more power. They want better graphics.
The thing is, like, it's still like it may not be as powerful as the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One. That's not to say that it's going to be an underpowered system. One of the things, like, I've got a list of things that I want to talk about with the Switch, but one of the big things, NVIDIA, like, they are making a whole new Tegra processor. A lot of people thought it was going to be, like, you know, they were thinking, well, this is Nintendo, so it's going to be the last year's Tegra processor. It's not. And then some people were hoping, like, well, maybe it'll be the Tegra 2, like the new Tegra processor. It'll be great. It's not. It is a custom-built from the ground up hardware by NVIDIA. And, I mean, they've got, you know, a lot of experience at this point with NVIDIA has made two different Shield tablets with varying degrees of success. But
I had
they
the
were
first
still,
Shield.
I remember.
Yeah. Put that on my list.
Because, and fun story, Shannon ended up getting this one cheaper because I worked at GameStop, and they had a deal for managers where they got $100 off of the Shield. I didn't want it, but Shannon had been thinking about buying one anyway. And I was like, hey, Shannon.
Well, you got to tell the full story, though, real quick. I drove to Carbondale to get it.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Because that was the only one that had one. So I bought it, and then Jesse told me about that deal. I then came back and returned it to Stephanie, who was real nervous about doing this deal, and then got it for much cheaper. And then sold it years later to one of the Skags for the same price I paid.
That's accurate.
So
I forgot about the last
all,
part of that
that's
story.
All wins for Shannon.
So, yeah, no, like, NVIDIA, like, and the Shield tablet was really cool.
Shout out to the Skags.
The downside was, like, people just didn't really – you couldn't hook it up to a TV very well. Like, it had a – it had mini HDMI, didn't it?
Yeah.
Like, mini HDMI?
You could hook it up to the TV, and it wasn't bad. The real problem with it was that the internet on it was terrible.
Mm.
You really had to have it hooked up to the internet, but that kind of makes it pointless as a handheld device.
Yeah.
So, like, I could play – I played Saints Row on it. And it worked fine as long as no one else was doing anything and I was close to the router.
But I read comics.
Yes,
so
and
it
that
killed
dragged
you.
So eventually I started using it as just a Android processor, you know,
just
to play
an Android
stuff.
Tablet. Yeah. So yeah, like, oh, because that's right. It did the streaming thing, didn't
it?
Like,
that's why I wanted it, because I wanted to stream it. And it was a great controller, too. But it just wasn't, it just didn't, it's like the PlayStation TV. It was cool, but it didn't do what I wanted it to do.
Gotcha. So yeah, and we're hoping that, like, NVIDIA has learned from it and has, and like I said, they're working with Nintendo to make this. They're using, like, software architectures that people understand, like, that are pre-existing software architectures. It's not like the Wii U or the Wii, where they had all new proprietary stuff. Same thing with, like, they don't have ridiculous discs. They have confirmed, and by have confirmed, it was very clear in the trailer, there are no discs for this system. It's all cartridge-based.
Like DS cartridges, really?
Yeah, they look like thicker DS cartridges. And if that's the case, that is super easy to develop for.
Yeah.
Because you're literally just putting stuff on a chip versus, like, having to put stuff on that proprietary disc. You have to get certain kind of readers for it. Well, no, it was a Blu-ray reader.
I'm still afraid, though. My biggest fear with this is the third-party support, because the Wii U had third-party support originally.
Initially. Mm.
And then everyone dropped out because the success of the system wasn't there.
Well, the problem was, the reason the third-party developers dropped out is because they had to port games to the Wii U.
And they didn't sell them, really.
Right. And, like, yeah, it wasn't worth their time or effort. They were losing money by doing it. You don't have to necessarily port games to this new Nintendo system. You just have to put on the cartridge. And I can't imagine those cartridges being more expensive than a Blu-ray disc.
No.
So, yeah.
If the third-party support is there and Nintendo puts out strong first-party titles, I could see the system really busting some heads.
That trailer already has, not announced, but everyone is speculating because there are different features from the Mario Kart little segment that they showed that aren't in Mario Kart 8. And then same with the Super Mario game that
they
showed.
Pretty much confirmed a new Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, they confirmed a while back they're going to hit the ground running with this. Yeah. They're going to give us a Nintendo game. They're going to give us Zelda.
Because clearly,
well, because they already said that they already delayed
Breath of the Wild.
Breath of the Wild.
Yeah. And everyone was saying, are they going to do ports? Because is that just a port of Mario Kart? Well, it can't be because the Switch does not have a disc feature.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to play Wii U games.
So
on it.
The only thing that you could do is if they had it for download, maybe. Maybe you can download Wii U
games.
Or, I mean,
they could port it to the cartridge. Like, they could put it that way and, like, give
That's
us
true.
Mario Kart
8.
That's
true. So it would at least be a port, not
but
a. Thought,
but then you'd lose the second. But you'd lose the gamepad, that second screen.
Right. And but, I mean, you could play with the Pro controller with Mario Kart.
That's true.
Yeah. And it also showed Mario Kart working with. And one of the things that we had talked about before that we thought was kind of dumb in execution, I think, looks kind of cool. The splitting controllers deal.
Yeah. Oh no, I love that idea. I love
it. See, and I'm the only the thing that I because that'll work great for me. Be like because my hands are not man hands, but like oh. Shannon and Jesse and Tanner. Like, my friends with bigger, like, adult-sized hands.
Not Trump hands.
I'm wondering... oh, that's so mean. Why would you say that to me?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That really
Cody's voting
mean.
For him.
Those controllers look so small. Especially when you slide them off, and it's like, okay, you get one, and then I get one. Like, I would not have a problem with it, but I can easily... I mean, and maybe I'm just reading it wrong, but, like, I... For, like, you and Tanner, like, I can see just...
Like the PSP Go.
I mean,
you
guys just get tired with the Wii U pad.
Yeah, I don't think that, like, it's not a built for long-term thing. Like, we're not going to be sitting here on, like, binges of just using these little controllers.
But the fact that you can
no,
do
I
it.
Just mean, like, even in short bursts, like, if your thumbs are... You
too
can't
close.
Hit, yeah, you're hitting more than one button at a time.
I really
like,
think we need to
those
see it
buttons
in
are
action.
The same as, you know, what would be on the actual controller. I think the buttons will be fine.
No, but what I mean is, like, holding it sideways as opposed to holding it like this.
Right, being able to have that gap there or, like, the Pro
oh,
controller.
Oh, you're talking about, like...
When you slide it off and you only have the one joystick and the one little set of buttons.
Yeah, I thought you were saying that we were going to fat finger the buttons. Like, just our thumb was going to press multiple buttons at a time. Like, we needed,
need
like, a dialing wand.
No, just, like,
the fingers you've used. The dial.
Yeah.
Are
too
fast.
Your two thumbs are overlapping.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
I think we need to hold it. We need to see one.
Right.
And
I
mean, someone at this table is going to buy it day one. I think
yes.
we all
We're
know
all
who it is.
At him.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there with you. I'll be honest.
Oh no.
With
see,
you.
And that's the thing is like, and that's the thing.
That was a high five.
That's
yep.
the thing that bugs me about. Okay, so here's the teaser. You don't get to see anything else about it until next year.
I'm honestly surprised yep. they didn't put the system out this year because Nintendo is real good about like with the Wii U came out so quickly after it was announced. I'm surprised that it's going to take that long.
That might
Switch
have scared them, but the fact that like there's no way you don't realize the Switch
well,
is a whole other console.
To be fair, I can understand them not releasing it holiday season. If they released it this holiday, this is actually brilliant on their part. If they released it this holiday, they're competing with everybody buying Xbox One S's and PS4 Slims for Christmas.
But next year is going to be the Scorpio.
Yeah, I mean, but if they they're releasing it in March.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're releasing
right
it
around,
in March.
Yeah,
good.
So basically they're getting tax season.
Plus,
yeah, about to say right around tax
plus,
season.
I know it's not as big because it's only $60, but the Nintendo Mini Classic that's coming out is in such high demand. Nintendo has a killer app for this holiday season.
Yeah.
And it's only $60, but these things are they're not pre-orderable. You are going to have to sell a kidney to get one. That's how rare these things are going to be.
And I mean, they're cool little systems too. But yeah, no, like that, actually, that brings up the mini controllers to me. Like they don't seem like they would be much different than an NES controller size wise, except you know they've got an extra couple of buttons.
I think we need to see it.
I think yeah, I think they looked a lot smaller than that.
I mean, they looked thinner, but as far as like the button placement, I don't think it looked much different.
Wait and see.
I don't know. We'll wait and see.
Yeah.
And it also like I saw a thread of you know some people grabbing screenshots from the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's a possibility that the way the controllers click into the sides,
mm-hmm.
those might be shoulder buttons.
Yeah, I saw that.
Or So whenever you pull it out, like when you
the
snap
one,
into
it's
it,
it's when
or
she's on the rooftop and they, you can see kind of the back of the controller.
Mm-hmm.
It like her hands are very clearly resting on something.
And
yep. And then like there was a close up shot. Of, like, the controller getting pulled out, and mm-hmm. you can almost see what looks a little bit like it could be a button.
What could be a button,
yeah.
And just for the record, if you were hanging out in your apartment, you look outside and on the roof they're having a party and your rich white friends invite you down to do that and you go down there and play, I hate you. I just hate you in general.
That's one of my favorite things that's come from this is the, Karen. They're just assuming her name is Karen. It's like, ah, damn it, Karen brought her stupid Nintendo thing. We're all here trying to
wine.
Have fun. And which, I mean...
I mean,
we're
going to
watch Parker Posey films later.
Yeah, our friends group, that's fine. But like,
because Shannon would show up with his Switch and be like, guys, let's play.
And also, I wouldn't have sleeves.
But, but you never also, I don't know if you would necessarily like, hey, let's go play basketball. Okay, we're done playing basketball. Let's immediately start playing 2K17.
No, I think they were ignoring 2K17. They were ignoring real basketball and just playing 2K17. Because if you're going to the inner city with your Switch to play on the sidewalk, I hope you say goodbye to it.
Seriously.
Which, and that's the thing, is it's like, I don't see myself carrying this thing around. Like, and don't get me wrong, like, there's a solid chance I'm going to buy one. It may not be day one. But especially some of the first party stuff coming out for it, because Nintendo, I have to.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Zelda.
But like, I don't see myself carrying around this like big old tablet looking thing. Because that's what I like about my 3DS, is like I have a little case for it, and then I just bring it here when I work most of the time.
But
it's so easy to carry around. But this thing, I would be so paranoid
about hurting it.
Yeah,
I mean, you'd almost certainly be able to get a case for it,
I would assume. But the thing that really bugs me is Nintendo 100% has to change the way they do their accounts. I cannot. Yeah. I will absolutely never, ever, ever let this thing leave my house if it breaks and I lose everything until they send me a new one, as opposed to just being able to re-upload on a different system.
Yeah.
They're so far behind the times on that.
They have made strides toward that, like where you have to log in to your Nintendo account.
Like from the Wii to the Wii U even. There was a huge improvement.
But you still can't just pick up another Wii U. Like, I can't just log in and put my stuff on this.
No, you
Wii
still have
here.
To jump through hoops.
Yeah. But it can be done now, at least. So, yeah, no, they're behind. I agree.
Well, like on the 3DS, I can go, if I bought a new 3DS now, I could go back and download the digital copies I bought.
Can really? You?
I'm pretty sure.
I thought you still had to transfer. Because I had to transfer all my stuff when I bought my DS to 3DS.
I remember getting a 3DS and going to signing into my account and then going to the view download list, and it had a list of like Pokemon Y and stuff that I could re-download.
Huh.
But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe.
Well, I mean, we can actually test that with Dalton. Because you bought it before, didn't you? You bought Pokemon Yellow.
Yeah, I had to rebuy it.
Oh, you did?
I didn't try to do anything, because I think actually one of my friends ended up buying my system here, and he said thanks for the Pokemon Red and Yellow.
Yeah, because I remember there for a while, because remember when we worked at GameStop, we had to ship back 3DSs so basically they could like do the hardest of formats.
Wipe them.
So that it would lose, you know, all of that information.
Nintendo has left such a bad taste in my mouth with the Wii U, and the Wii in general.
Mm-hmm. And I love the Wii U.
This is a neat concept, but they're going to have to show me more before I actually get on board. And the fact that they're like, okay, so you don't get to know anything else about it until 3 months before it's actually ready for sale, it just seems shady.
It's 5 months out now.
That's a fair concern, and what worries me about Nintendo...
It's actually only 4 months out now.
Since it's launching in March, they said we're not going to learn anything else until January at the earliest.
So you'll have 3 months.
So it'll be 3 months before it's actually ready to ship that we learn anything really concrete about
what
it.
What did everyone say when the Wii U came out? We just wanted a normal system with a normal controller, right?
Yeah.
So what did Nintendo do with the new system? They had the chance to make that system, and instead they leaned right into the curb. And they decided to go even further with the gimmick on this one. Now, the question is, will it pay off? And is this what the Wii U should have been all along? Or will this just be another flash in the pan? This is great for 2 months. And then the only people that keeps playing it are the ones that are diehard Nintendo enthusiasts.
Third party is going to determine that. And
yeah, it really will.
Third party, and whether or not they finally get with the 2015 times of online capabilities.
Yeah.
I hear on this one you can do Wi-Fi.
You hush.
I remember the Wii U was Wi-Fi only. Actually, so was
you
the
had to
Wii.
Buy an adapter for it.
Yeah. Both of them, you had to buy adapters to do wired connection.
Nintendo.
Yeah.
Remember when you were the first system that put four controller ports on a system and you were innovative? Remember those days?
I mean, they're still innovative. They're just...
Remember Nintendo? Remember making good consoles?
I do think the Switch is going to be really cool. Like, I want it to hit. I want to see more about it. I want to get it in my hands so I can test it out a little bit.
Yes.
But everything they showed, they even gave like a nod to esports in that trailer.
They did.
Someone was like, which part do you think is most the most unrealistic? The fact that someone's going to bring this to a rooftop drinking party, or the fact that Splatoon had an esport?
It does.
But that big?
Oh, probably not that big. But there are professional Splatoon.
Oh, that was another one. People were saying that the way that the squids were coming up either hints at a new massive update, which wouldn't be that out of the question with the way they've been doing Splatoon, or just a straight up sequel.
Also confirmed amiibo support.
Yeah, confirmed amiibo support.
Why?
They didn't confirm in that same thing. They purposefully did not
amiibo
confirm
sell a ton.
motion controls or touchpad.
In fact, they refuse to comment on the touchpad.
Which, honestly, like, I don't see how they could make it touch sensitive if you think about it. Because they have, like, whenever you have the system docked,
it's going to touch.
Yeah, obviously you don't have touch capabilities anymore. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you have taken away the controls. You're using the Pro Controller, whatever you're using, the grip, the controller grip thing that you can slide the two pieces into. Whatever you're using doesn't have, you know, that big touch screen.
I'm hoping against hope I can just use my Wii U Pro Controller. I don't want to have to buy another $60 controller.
Although that controller
for
looks,
the third controller in a
that
row.
That controller looks sweet.
I would actually trade in my Pro Controller to get that one because it has the stick layout that I want.
Yes, the 360
It has the 360 stick layout.
Oh.
Because the Wii U has almost like a play. It has a 360 in the sense that it's up higher, mm-hmm. but then it's PlayStation style where they're directly across from each other. And
that's
I prefer
right.
the up down like Jesse
yeah,
does.
Yeah, so they're the inverted PlayStation okay. layout, basically.
And Lindsay, you might be able to get a Pokemon game on here that is legit Pokemon, but with the graphics of the newer Pokemon games.
I know.
Now, do you think-
and you could walk around with it. I'm not even being sarcastic. I'm serious. Because Nintendo, in all of the years they've run of consoles, they've never made a legit Pokemon game for console. Because they said that Pokemon is a take-it-with-you experience. So with this, you can take this with you.
Game Freak, the Pokemon company, has actually talked about before. If the new Nintendo, back then, you know, the Nintendo NX, if it went towards handheld stuff, which, you know, was the rumor at the time, they would really consider putting a game out for it. And obviously that has now happened, so yeah, Game Freak, you're up.
You have a list of developers that are part of this, don't you?
I do.
Because I want to get that in here, because there's some really interesting names on there.
Yeah, we actually had, because I wanted to move from that whenever Asa mentioned third-party support, we have quite a few big names. We got EA is on there, Activision is on there, Bethesda is on there. In fact, in the trailer, we got to see Skyrim. It's not clear if it was the definitive edition or not.
It has to be.
It really does have to be. Yeah. I really hope they weren't showing us 2011 footage.
Oh, God. 11-11-11.
That's what this one will run.
Yeah. So we're really, really hoping that it's the definitive edition. We have Bethesda on there. From Software has confirmed they're going to be involved in the Nintendo Switch. And From Software, for those of you unfamiliar, I'm sure you are familiar with Dark Souls.
Dark Souls. Now on Nintendo. Do you remember there was an old magazine that had the Wii on there, and they announced, what was it? It was Elder Scrolls Wii Edition. It doesn't have any of the gameplay. It's just a bunch of mini games. That's that's what I'm hoping this doesn't turn into. See,
but at the same time, like, if you're playing and you just got the screen in your hand, and you're playing Dark Souls.
That could be a bad thing. I imagine
Steven.
Is that
the thing you want to just, like.
Steven's going to run through those real quick.
Ooh, yeah.
Dad, I need another one.
So yeah, the we've also got 505 Games, which are they're the makers of Payday. So yeah, we could have Payday.
No,
on
bad.
The Wii.
What? Payday shouldn't be on anything.
What was Buzzsaw or whatever? Because that's a terrible developer. They are the worst people. Don't make a game.
505.
Don't support them. Payday. The Payday game.
Oh
whatever
yeah,
the,
no, they turned it real.
They turned heel real hard
because they released it. People were upset about some things. They fixed it. They had like one of the most popular games on the market, and then they turned heel. They did one thing that made everybody
real
mad.
Multiple things. Well, like every because I was following that on Reddit for a while because that was just
Nintendo levels.
That was entertaining as hell.
But either way, Payday, regardless of all the terrible things they did, Payday was still really fun. So I mean,
as long as you didn't play it on console, not want to do microtransactions,
or play it without friends because the AI is just awful.
That's really true. So either way, 505 Games though, like they've got supported there. They also showed off multiple different physics engines, including a lot of the popular ones. Unreal was on there, PhysX was on there. So yeah, like we actually should see plenty of third party support because from the looks of it, it's going to be super easy to develop for. And that makes me really happy. I've talked about that before. That is one of the biggest problems that the Wii U had. It was really hard to develop a port for the Wii U because you had to, and manufacturing costs were really high because you had to put it on that proprietary disc that you could only get from Nintendo.
Uppity Nintendo.
Yeah, and you had to, and like I said, it was a port. And a lot of games, they wanted to take advantage of that touchpad and all that other stuff. Anyway.
Hopefully the gimmicks on this one will be better.
And they also confirmed, if it wasn't obvious, it has no backwards compatibility with the Wii U or the 3DS, which...
Understandable.
Completely understandable. Like, it doesn't read discs, first of all.
And especially
so.
If it has no touchpad, how the hell... Even if you have the two-screen setup, how the hell are you going to play DS?
Yeah.
And Wii U, because a lot of those games that required the bottom screen, you had a touchpad.
Like Zombie U. Yeah.
And Yeah, no, there's so many reasons why it makes sense that those aren't backwards compatible.
Here's my follow-up question. Do you think this kills the 3DS?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. Do you think they still continue to...
I think this kills the Switch. Like, if this is a kill Switch, the Switch will not... As much as I want it to succeed, the Switch, when it comes out, will just bury Nintendo further in the console market, but the 3DS will stay strong. Because as much as I want the Switch, I cannot for the life of me see in this thing outselling the PS4 or Xbox One in any way.
I don't think Nintendo's
just going to dig their hole deeper, but their handheld game will be strong forever.
Yeah, I mean, the 3DS is still...
It's pretty much the only game in town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Sony tried.
Which, I mean, and there
great
is
system,
kind of,
but failed.
You could almost argue that this is almost splitting that market. Like, well, why do I need a 3DS if I can just get this thing that I can also play on my TV?
Or you have a lot of people that are worried. Yeah, like a lot of people trading in their 3DSs or people that...
It depends on the battery life. If you have an hour, 2 hour battery life on this thing when you take it out. And, I mean, if it's remember, we're not talking about a handheld system. We're talking about a full-blown console in your hand.
Yeah.
This is not the power of a DS that has a 3 hour battery life. This is a full console. What could the power of life possibly be for a full console?
To be fair, they did show that, or maybe they didn't actually show it, but one of the things they found on taking screenshots is that as the thing is, as like if you're carrying the screen with you, you will be able to charge that separately. So
yeah.
The only way
so
to charge
it
isn't not the only way to charge it isn't.
So basically, we can bring it here to the store and hang out at Gaming Grounds, and like me and you could have our Switches set up and like playing next to each other.
And I'm excited. Don't get me wrong, I'm excited, but I got to know about that battery life.
Yeah, and that's one of the big concerns that I have is the battery life, just because the Wii U gamepad's battery life is atrocious.
It's terrible. Uh-huh. Even with the extended battery, we get what, an hour, 2 hours?
Yeah, but I think that's
you
also
get more
corrupt
than that,
from charging because I don't
feel
like it. Because
we really only
on.
Get about an hour and a half for us.
Because when it first came out, I know when you guys first had it, and like my gamepad still lasts like 4 to 5 hours.
Ours does.
About what my gamepad lasts.
Time and to trade that Wii U in, Lens.
But then I can't play Amiibo Festival.
Well, but
have you tried the VR yet?
No.
You can play virtual festival.
I really don't care about VR.
Yeah. But anyway,
no one did until they tried it.
No, it actually was pretty fun. But yeah, and Shannon's not the only one. Well, like this table anyway isn't the only one expressing concerns. Nintendo's stock has gone down 6.5% since unveiling it.
And didn't it go up briefly?
It had
a spike.
It actually spiked when they said like announcement tomorrow.
Oh, is okay. That's
yeah.
It also spiked when Pokemon Go came out.
It's true.
Until they had to say we didn't actually make that game. Then everybody went okay. Thank you. What's 0 minus 6.5?
So it went down 6.5 after a lot of financial experts are saying like I don't think it's going to appeal to enough people. But everybody that I've talked to, minus like Dalton, and I mean even Asa is hesitant, but he said he's going to buy it.
I think maybe it wouldn't be surprised. Like right now, I'm not buying it.
There's interest, but there's not a guarantee.
But as soon as you
I think
see
Dalton's
me and
also
Shannon
interested,
in the store
and
messing with
play
it,
yeah.
But see, Dalton, whereas really? Dalton and Asa are taking a wait and see approach, you and I are taking a I've heard of it, now I want it approach.
Yes.
That's the approach you always take with new systems.
Well, Dalton's not even wait and see. Dalton doesn't want it.
He says that, but I guarantee you, day one, when
and
it comes in,
why
this will be the first person playing it.
Oh, man.
They can wait and see because you're going
to
spend the money on it. And then you'll
ever.
Bring it into work when you have to actually do work because the store's full of trash birds.
Are you for real about to?
And then you'll play with them.
I'm checking my bank account. I got to make a phone call real quick and see if I can buy that Nintendo Switch. Literally today with the Xbox One.
No, I was calling my roommate to see what games he had, so I knew how much money I needed to spend for the Xbox One. But like, so like, out of this table, I'm probably the most casual game player. I mean, you have your 3DS.
Say, look, Lindsay's right there.
But like, Nintendo wise, I'm probably the one that doesn't.
You were the least Nintendo-y.
I'm the least Nintendo-y. I could care less. Couldn't care less, whatever.
Yeah, if you say you could care less, that means
you could care less.
There's
more room for
caring
you could do not.
Well, I don't want to see a company go under, but I just there's nothing about this that appeals to me. Like not one thing about.
I swear to God, he will be here day one. Hey,
I said,
switch
me and you were gonna have our switches out, and he's gonna look at it like,
can I try it? Can I try that?
Well, and that's what I said. I was like, I will never have to buy it because I have friends that'll have it, and I will get to play it for 10 minutes, and then I will be bored with it.
That's, yeah, I don't think
we shall see.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're going to get in, you're like, ooh.
Slap bets on. Tanner gets to slap you.
Whatever. But yeah, there's nothing about it.
He doesn't care anymore.
He doesn't. He knows we're right.
There's nothing about it that appeals to me as like just a casual gamer. Like, I have a PlayStation 4. This my PS4 is more than likely going to be more powerful than this system.
No doubt.
Yeah.
But can you take your PS4?
Well, that's
on
how
the
I am.
Road
the only feature that this thing actually the only feature that this thing excites me about is new Mario games and first party games.
I love the marriage of handheld with console. I do. That's what I wanted with that's what I wanted with the Shield. I wanted to be able to play console games on a handheld.
I'm just too paranoid about dropping it, breaking it.
And that's what
I am too.
That's what I told Billy. I was like, I hope you get really good at screen repairs because that's what you're going to be doing a lot of.
This could be a whole new revenue stream for Billy.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Really Billy, true. Billy, you're going to make so much money.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, guys, we're at now at an hour and a half.
Oh, we got to go.
So, yeah, I'm gonna cut it out with my usual couple plugs here. First, it'll be next week. Oh, my God. Villainous Grounds. We're going to be working with them on October 29th, which is, I know, a Saturday, not a Sunday. Still probably going to post the show on Sunday, see how it goes. Me, Asa, and Dalton are going to be live on location on tape. Doing an interview with Jeremy Hahn, an actual comic book artist published with DC Comics, Image Comics, and a bunch of other stuff. So really, really excited about that. Like
And they're having an all-day comic fest that day.
They are. So definitely check out Villainous Grounds that day. Also on that day,
I believe you can get a Mr. 100 that week.
And from the sounds of it, the rest of the PZ85. Yeah,
but the Mr. 100 is going to be the drink of the week.
The Mr. 100
has to be the first one. I need some recognition because I'm dying fast.
Yeah. So, yeah. So check out Villainous Grounds on the 29th for all your comic book needs just in general. And coffee because they have fantastic coffee.
The best coffee.
And again, drink of the week next week will be the Mr. 100, a drink named after Shannon Young.
Oh, my God.
And then following weeks from the sounds we're working with the crew over at Villainous Grounds to get PZ85 named drinks.
We're just going to have a drink for everyone, and we're going to have our own menu. And that, you know, in all of the things we've done, and we've been, you know, at the wrestling show, they acknowledged us. They said thank you to Podzilla 1985. We've talked to people before that love the show, and we're so appreciative of it. But this is by far the coolest thing I think that's happened to us yet.
I would have a drink named after me.
Oh, plus that, huh?
You left
that
too soon, Hunter.
Saturday too.
You left too soon.
Well, Saturday's going to be such a big day.
Oh, yeah.
And Sunday.
Yeah.
Hell in a Cell.
Oh,
we'll talk
right.
about that on Wednesday.
So, yeah. No, it's going to be a big week coming up. So, yeah, definitely. We hope we see you at Villainous Grounds because we're going to be there for most of that time period. I think Jeremy Hahn, from my understanding, is going to be there from noon to 5 or noon to 4?
Noon to 4, I think.
Noon to 4. So, yeah, you definitely come by there. You get to visit with him. Get a chance to talk to a real live published comic book artist
and your favorite Podzilla crew,
and you'll get to meet your the crew of Nerd Up. Mr. 100 might be there because I think we're going to be there playing. We have an
D&D
engagement with
might
Hunter
be happening there. Yeah,
in the
we'll
morning.
See.
So
it'll have to be because we're also going to the Pokemon
Maybe.
Shop. On
Maybe.
We'll talk about that later.
So
they
yeah,
pay us
anyway. see, I'm super excited about that, and I love the people at Villainous Grounds. Mary Jo and Dave, they're just fantastic human beings.
Better than us.
Very true.
So far.
So really true.
It's really true. Best customer service you'll get anywhere.
Oh, my God. Way better than here at Gaming Ground.
100%.
So far ahead.
We're not going to take off the VR helmet and talk to you.
You better be in my game.
better be in Shannon's virtual mansion on his virtual couch.
My virtual trailer, Dalton.
All right. And then my last plug, as per usual, press start to join our friends up in the Great White North are participating in an Extra Life campaign this year. If funds are met, Josh will be playing Arkham Asylum on hardest difficulty. Alan will be playing Dark Souls on a deprived run for at least 3 hours each, and I believe they're going to live stream it. Also, if you would like to make a donation, you can head over to extra-life.org/team/PS2J show. All proceeds go to a local children's hospital in Canada. And if you are interested in Press Life to join, you want to know a little bit more about them, you can find them on Facebook, you can find them on Instagram. Josh Shinfield up there, like, they're great guys. Got them on YouTube. What are you?
You said press like to join.
Whoops.
I wasn't going to correct you.
I looked over at Asa. Asa goes, mm-hmm.
It's like, no, I heard it too.
I was hoping
that just that little nod would, then we could move past it.
No, because you guys did that, and I saw, and I was like, what did I say? Because I know I said something wrong.
They also got a VR. They posted some pictures of it.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
They're
so, yeah,
up there with
they tend to like it. I listened to the episode where they had it. They like it a whole
right
lot.
On.
There you go. So yeah, press start to join. Great guys.
Yeah,
great
good show.
Guys. Oh yeah, and last thing, if you would like me to advertise for you, most of the time I get it right, I promise. you can head over to patreon.com/podzilla1985. You can make a $10 donation, gets you an advertisement on any show. So if you don't trust me to get it right, Shannon can do it. You can
I do some lovely plugs for Villainous Grounds on the Tuesday show.
We do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can hit up Shannon. You can get it on Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man, PWU, Tanner Thursdays, whichever show you want it to be on.
The Sports Show with Cody.
The Sports Show with Cody. Yeah, Cody will do an ad for you, too. Yeah, head on over to Patreon. I mean, any amount helps. If you give us a dollar, we'll put you on our website. You'll be there forever, even if you stop donating. We just we love everybody so much, and if you help us make this podcast succeed.
Including MC. Most recent
MC.
Donor. And yeah. Love MC. Glad he's back in the world.
Michael McBride, you know, one of my favorite human beings. I haven't seen him in years because he went off to make like.
He escaped Cape Girardeau.
He escaped hard.
Yeah, he's making the big bucks up there designing like spaceships and crap.
He
like,
literally
in
makes war weapons.
If he wasn't such a nice person, I'd be worried that he was a supervillain.
Yes. I still am.
But he's just that, no.
He really is just
making
the nicest
this,
guy.
He's making the Mr. stuff that's going to we're going to beat Elon Musk and his
he's
uprising.
Hank Scorpio.
So anyway.
He bought me the Denver Broncos last week.
Oh, the Denver Broncos.
Did you keep the receipt?
All right. Well, thank you guys for, you know, if anybody's still listening
still
out
here.
There at an hour and 30 minutes into the show.
God bless.
It's not our longest one.
No, it's really not. It might be our longest nerd up.
It is.
Anyway.
What you couldn't see was him shrugging immediately after that definitive statement.
All right. So thank you. Thank you for listening. We'll see you guys next week. Again, big show with Jeremy Hahn. Super excited about that. All right. Have a good one.